Expiration 7, 2, 9, 4, 5, 3, 1.
Il est dehors. Il est dehors et Bren en a pris les clés. Veuillez nous aider. Mais ils sont morts. Ils sont tous morts.
They put me in this station. They called it the flame. What's the purpose of the flame? To communicate with the outside world, of course.
You're listening to Transmissions from the Flame with Smiley and Kitty.
Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. No one had the foresight, to think that it would help if someone said what people are going to say first. So thus, the first 16 seconds of this have been a blubbering mess.
Yeah, I don't even think we know what we're going to say, do we?
Why are we here?
Well, I don't know. Anyways, Sco Club is here.
Once again.
And our viewing figures just dropped. Well, listening figures dropped.
Everybody stop the podcast.
You're so mean today, so mean.
Okay, what are we talking about today? We're talking about J characters.
J. J. No, just Jack. Four J's.
Juliet, John, and...
Jin. Jack, Juliet, Jackliet.
Or Jackage
them. Jackie. Ah, Jackie Sloane. She's hilarious.
Great.
Right, Kitty, save us.
So, are you gonna totally trash Jack like you always do?
Well, I don't know. I'll see what topic he's on, Jack.
Do you like Jack, Sco Club?
Yeah, actually, I like Jack. I like all the characters. There's some that I like better than others, but I think they all fit together in this equation that is Lost. And if you got rid of Jack, I think it throws things off balance. Whether you think he cries too much, or you think he's a big baby, or whatever, he's part of the whole makeup. He's part of what makes the show what it is. And I think if you got rid of him and it became the John Locke show, I don't think it would be as interesting. I know Smiley might disagree with me, but...
I think that he's the Jack Shepard show, and that he's unbalanced towards him. He's always getting the more flashback episodes, more airtime.
He's the main character.
Well, but yeah, he's the main character. That's who they decided
that...
He's
also not meant to be. Because it's meant to be about all of them, and it never ends.
Who says that?
Because it is meant to be about
Wait
all
a minute.
Of them. We don't care.
But there has to be main characters, obviously.
No, you don't have to.
But there is.
Yeah, but the thing was, at times people were the main characters. In the mini season they were, but then they said that they'll ease off how much Jack, Kate, and Sawyer will get after the gap, but then they didn't. And he's just always in the middle. I think it'd be better if Jack wasn't used so heavily. Because everyone else is pretty balanced. It's just Jack who's really far ahead.
But, I mean, the thing about it is they said, if you watched any of the DVD extras on season one, they always said that, originally, when he was going to die, but then they decided not to have him die, and they said, Jack... It says in the script, Jack, our hero. So if Jack is considered... that's from the pilot episode. It is going to be tilted to his favor just because of that, because he is the hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know he's the hero and the leader. I know there probably will be some tilt, but I think it's pretty huge. Because he did four episodes, the equivalent
top, this season. I think you only think that because you don't like him. I think if it was the other way around with... Locke getting all the attention, that would be just fine.
Yeah, but Jack's a much shallower character. Right, well, yeah, but Locke's flashbacks aren't boring. Look at Stranger in a Strange Land. That's where we've got to with his story now. It's just so expired.
But you can't single out one single episode and say he sucks, because people could say the same thing about any other characters.
Yes,
even Locke,
Tale of Two Cities.
What was the point? What was the flashback in that one? I totally...
For which
they
episode?
Run together now. For the Tale of Two Cities.
Well,
that was
just him crying and let it go.
Oh, listen to you. You're so...
It's a bit.
You're such a Locke
He thought
whatever.
He thought his dad was.
Yeah, but they've had so many.
Yeah.
But because they've had so many episodes, they're drained up now, I think.
But that was very important because actually, if you understand at the end, that was one of the reasons why Christian started drinking again.
Yeah.
So, which is very important.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's important. Jack cried, but you know, Jack's wife left him, and he became a tough thing.
That we have expired that his story now, and that he shouldn't. If he hadn't been central so much, Jack would still be a lot more interesting. I don't mind Jack. It's just the fact how he's always at the center of everything.
Okay, but now that we know a lot of the things about Locke, like how he what are his flashbacks going to be about now?
His further instructions.
Is he going to be at another pot farm? Or?
That was a point. That was another example of how they haven't overused Locke, because you can't overuse Locke. But he's getting there. But I didn't like that flashback. I didn't see. It wasn't really that important. Part of it was, but part of Tale of Two Cities was. You know, I just think it'd been better if instead of four Jack episodes and one Saeed.
You just like Locke more. That's
no. Mm-hmm. I would prefer it to be a lot more balanced. I would prefer the Vig to be a Sawyer episode, and to give Saeed or Sawyer one of Jack's episodes, as you didn't need Stranger in a Strange Land at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was waited. Anyway, actually about the character of Jack now.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, geez, almost all of Hurley's flashbacks are which they're fun, but a lot of them are just kind of, what's the point? Trina Tanaka's dead. What was the point of that? Just so they could show the meteor hitting the Mr. Klux, or is that what it's called? Mr. Klux,
yeah,
I forget the
it.
Name of the... Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah.
But his episodes are just fun.
Flashbacks. Well... I don't know, it'd be better just to have it more spread out. Because I don't think they can make more stories for Hurley and Saeed, because they don't have the time. Because Jack's got all the episodes.
No, well, I agree. It would have been nice to have another Sawyer flashback than to have Stranger in a Strange Land. I hated that so much, but that's just the choice they made, I guess.
I know it should be weighted to Jack, but I think it is a little too much, and that's why... I kind of resent it when Jack's on, because I think we could be learning about something more interesting. Anyway.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see, now that they actually have an exact timeline, how many episodes exactly have left. Some of the stuff they were throwing, like Trisha. Why do I say Trina? I don't know. Trisha Tanaka. It's because I'm drinking. I have to let you... No, I'm joking. But, they have to have episodes like that because they had to spread it out a little bit because they didn't know, how many episodes they have.
It also gives episodes like the next N77 more weighting, but you know, if it was that every week, you wouldn't be quite as sensational, would it? It just had to slow it down. Yeah.
Enter 77 was that flashback was kind of intense. I like that
the
one.
Flashback.
But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the flashback, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I think... I don't mind Saeed. So, yeah. What do you think Jack's going to do next season, then?
Cry.
I think... You guys are so mean. I think there's going to be... I keep hearing that there's going to be flash-forwards and flashbacks in the...
didn't they say that in the official Lost podcast?
Well, they also said, I think, in the same thing... that in season 3 would have on and off island scenes. I suppose, I don't know if Flashes is, it's not really.
Yeah, that's what they counted as off island.
Well, that wasn't what they meant. What they meant led us to believe at that time that it would be stuff like seeing Penny again. Because it just went with seeing Penny at the end of season 2, and everyone was going, we'll have episodes purely off island. Because Desmond's was a flashback. It was a lucid flashback. Then he was time travel and he was off island. It was all a bit of everything. But yeah. So what do you think Jack will do though next season?
I don't know. It's tough. I don't really know where they're going to go with this. I don't know what they're going to do with Locke. I don't know what they're going to do with Jack. It's... I'm kind of... This is the first... It's like the last two seasons I kind of felt like I had an idea where they were going. I really don't know where they're going for season four, where they're going to be.
Because it depends if this Vader... It just depends so much on something we don't know anything about other than a few lines. It might not even turn up. And we can't just...
Now, I've heard...
Go on.
I don't know if there's been confirmation on this, but I heard that... I thought that it was either... It was one of the powers that be said that it's not a Dharma. It has nothing to do with Dharma, this freighter.
Well, I think Dharma's
that's
gone,
supposedly offshore.
I haven't heard that, but it makes sense.
I think Dharma's
I think it was... Well... Is it? I mean, it's gone on the island.
Well,
it's gone on the island.
Yeah, but when Ben said it's like the strongest assault the island's had to have for a very long time, yeah. Well, looking at the island's old, it's slightly older than Dharma. Dharma's recent, and it's, you know. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a huge threat. They got rid of it. I think it's something more exploitation of the island than what Dharma did, which was just use it. I'm not sure.
Well, Dharma has some deeper connection, because considering if Alvar Hanzo's was as a great-great-grandfather was on the Black Rock, there has to be some kind of deeper connection than just these hippies that came over there in the 70s to do their experiments.
But we've also got to remember what they do is going to be based on what the general audience know, opposed to the fans as well. They're not going to base up some Vader because Magnus Hanzo was on the Black Rock.
True, but it's gonna. But they make sure that everything's gonna. Even though they're not gonna use that, they're not gonna use stuff that was found in the Lost Experience to explain things. They're still gonna make it work within within the frame of the story. So, who knows?
Well, what was I gonna say? Sugarplums. Yeah. I kept saying nice. At this point, and then that Skogub idiot kept wittering away, and then I lost it again.
Oh my.
I don't know. So
we can talk about Juliet now?
How's Juliet going to fit into this Vader thing? Oh, that was what it was. You know, each season has kind of like a focus, like Dharma, Hatches, and the others. I don't think this one would just be the Vader. Do you think it would be more kind of history of the island? Because they've obviously been trying to find the island for a while, so that is how. Because they have said the four-toed statue will be revisited, well, as in explained in season four. And Danielle is—it's that kind of thing about the past of the island and the island itself more again than like the others or the Dharma Hatches, the Swan. Never mind.
It was such a long question, I got lost.
I forgot the beginning part of the question.
It's alright, doesn't matter. We'll find out at the end
okay,
of the season four.
So Juliet.
Juliet, how is she going to fit
in? How's she
going to
fit in? There you go, that was the question.
Well, there's the pregnancy problems and son. That's hardly huge.
What?
Talk, Kitty. Well, what's she going to do in season four? There's the pregnancy thing.
Okay.
Because the others have gone.
She's
going to die.
Yeah. I hope so.
Is that all she's going to do?
Pretty much.
Because even at the end of season three, she's becoming pretty pointless.
I think she's gonna. She's gonna finish building the runway for the aliens.
Oh yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
Is Kitty just giggling away? I dropped my headphones. Quote Kitty. This is Kitty's feeding him the. Go on, carry on.
I think in season four, Juliet's gonna hopefully clean up a little bit because she's looking kind of dirty. But I mean, I guess they all do. But she's looking a little more dirty than the rest of them. So
they all won't let her use their soap and stuff.
She wasn't that dirty in the last episode.
No, she was alright then. Well, she did fall over in mud like a week ago.
That's true.
That was funny seeing it at the end of the episode. I just don't think there's any point to Juliet unless she gets a new storyline.
Yeah.
Like, there's a small thing on pregnancy, but it's hardly going to be season filling for her. Because the others are gone. Unless the others...
I think she's...
I think they're going to use her as a way to sort of... I mean, she knows a lot about the others, obviously, being with them for how many ever years. I guess that's how they could use her going forward. But you're right about the pregnancy thing. I mean, even Richard said that's not why they're there. It's not as significant. So there's got to be, you know, if they're going to use her, they're going to have to use her more for information about what's really going on the island, I guess.
Yeah, because the others have kind of gone now. We've lost the focus on them. Half of them are dead.
I don't know. I kind of see Juliet as the same kind of role that Anna Lucia had, which was kind of like she did nothing but was kind of in the background and followed Jack around and, you know, kind of supported him. So.
And she died.
I think Juliet's. Yeah, and then she died. So I think that's going to be Juliet's route is that just nothing. I don't really see what the point of her being, unless since Ben is kind of captured now and the others are at such a weak point that maybe she'll kind of take over as a leader position.
He's a traitor, though.
Others. That's true.
They won't have a back.
I think Locke has a better chance of leading the others than she does.
That's
definitely
true.
So,
but there's not much of the others left. Like, even if Mikhail lives, that's three.
God, he's like ridiculous. I mean, no, he's a good character, but he's a little bit. You just can't kill him. If he's alive, I'm kind of going to be kind of upset because that's ridiculous.
He's
right next to a grenade.
But it will mean that Ben and Richard actually have someone to talk to. Other than the red shirts. Because, you know, there's only two of them there now. It's pointless seeing them. You need, like, a group dynamic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't even have Tom anymore.
What, to see the others?
You don't have Tom, you know, as far as,
time.
Like... No, Tom, yeah.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, Tom. That's Tom's time. Gone, so that's another person. Like, Danny's gone, which I know he wasn't huge, but still...
I hated him.
And then they just got. And Carl and Alex and Juliet. You know, they've all just gone. Unless they merge into one camp.
See, that's what I had heard was going to happen, I thought, in season 3. So maybe it's going to happen in season 4 that they band together and fight this third faction.
I think that's what they've been working to. And the whole thing, who are the real good guys? Which currently look like the others.
Oh, you say.
Just because I'm dead.
You always say that.
I think.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
They are the good guys, though. Apart from Locke. Locke's the good guy. And Desmond, he's a good guy. Apart from conning Charlie with his flashes, if you listen to some people.
That's what that poll on which other are you, I said on there that there's no need for you to even answer, because we all already know
who you think
you are.
Yes, I saw that. I just glared at you.
Kerb said Tom, but I said that Tom's that Kerb's totally Tom.
Kirby's getting his hopes up that I'm gay.
Oh boy, we've taken a turn for the worse.
It's good to don't Kirby's on. There's someone we got to mention before I forget, isn't there, Kitty?
Wait, what? Ben's crazy ego waffles.
That's
ego.
It. Round of applause. We did it for him.
He
begged
her.
He begs Kitty.
It's a her.
You keep saying him. It's a her.
Yeah, but I've talked to you for the past however long. For the past 20 minutes. My brain just kind of goes to mush. Oh, who's Kitty just gone. Sorry.
That's not me. yeah, so it's Ben's crazy Ego waffles.
Yes. Yes, yeah. She thought Ego at first. Oh, Kitty's back now.
She just types up,
be right back, and just leaves us. Good job, Sco is here.
Yeah, well, you know, I try. What I'll do is maybe I can put in some applause sound effects in the background when we mention
wonderful.
Her name.
That's
it'll be like a rock concert.
Yeah. Kitty, like, we've become... Yeah. Also imagine Kitty with her confetti, which is from whichever thing. Was it 1,000 plus? Anyway.
Yeah.
Now we get to talk about Locke. Yay. John. Because he means John, for those idiots listening. Hi, Kirby. Yeah.
gosh. Man, you're like wicked today for some reason.
Isn't he every day?
Yeah, every day.
Well, today more so than other days.
Yeah, you can stop saying, I think I'm like Ben now, because I probably am. Yay, Ben. Yeah, Locke. The centre of my mediocre signature.
Wait, what'd you just say? I don't think so. I made it exactly the way you wanted it to be.
Right. No, it's good that. I like that. Yeah, so now everyone will be flocking to see my signature while they're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Unless they're listening on an iPod. Locke then. Well, he's kind of killed Naomi, so do you think he can go back to the Losties? Or he's just going to be on his own all the time?
I think it depends on what's going to happen with these supposed freighter people. If they turn out to be bad, then they'll be all like, oh wow, you did us a favor. And if not, then it'll be tough.
Ben and Locke are going to be right, because they're always right.
Oh, Lord.
So, the Jackson looks so stupid, isn't he, when he shouted at Ben and Locke, who were actually right. Because he's so narrow-minded. Should know that everything John and Ben say is correct.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is. They're always right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
They are.
Okay.
They'll all apologise, but I can't see how Locke can just go back into the camp doing that. Unless they are proving to be bad. But still.
Yeah.
Be them you fed him to shoot Jack.
Uh-huh.
No way.
But if he knows something that he found out between getting out of the pit, you know, between the time getting out of the pit and actually killing Naomi, then, you know, that can make all the difference in the world as far as how his character will be perceived, you know, in season 4.
What, by the Losties?
I mean, he...
Walt Vision told me, or the island told me, that I had to shoot and kill Naomi. Yeah.
That's not a good one. Hopefully it's a little something more compelling than the island told me, because that would be kind of
well, he says
weak.
That every
be like,
time.
Yeah, thanks.
Never
whatever,
believe
John.
Him. But they'd never believe him.
So Locke, well, you're Mr. Locke there, Smiley. Why don't you? I figured you
I'm
could just
Ben,
go one.
Not Locke.
But you like Locke though. You're a
I
big
like
fan.
Locke,
you're a big
yeah.
Locke fan.
And
isn't that true?
I don't know what I like Locke as that. You keep putting out. You see. Doesn't help. Will Locke and Desmond actually get another scene next season? It's because that dynamic in Live Together Die Alone was good, and everyone was thinking, oh, they're going to be allies, and then they met each other in... Well, yeah, they shared a scene in Flashes Before Your Eyes and The Cost of Living, and that's been it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was in I Do, but we didn't really talk. They actually need to actually have a scene together. It'd be cool. As they're kind of two characters that are similar.
I miss the Echo Lockhole dynamic,
yeah.
Especially my favorite was the high the first time they met.
Oh,
that was so
days.
Like awkward but funny.
Yeah,
high.
Everyone thought they're gonna get on and just like kill the monster and everything. They actually didn't. It was interesting. But Desmond and Locke is the next best thing, because they're both kind of men of faith and deeper characters than the people who've been around screaming in the jungle. But they actually haven't done much at that.
Who would that be? Who are you talking
Kate.
About?
Oh, Geety hates Kate. That's, we can't just do a K one, can we? When we get on to Kate, she'll be well away.
I don't think we'll ever get to K.
We'll do a Kate one. All on Kate.
I think we should do a B one.
Bernard Boone. Oh, Boone.
Oh, we should just do a whole Bernard.
Boone. Boone.
Oh, now, actually, the only character I ever really did not like was Shannon.
I knew you were about to say that.
Towards the end of season one, she just kind of got on my nerves.
Yeah, it's kind of the same old moping. I didn't like it.
I liked Anna Lucia better than I liked Shannon, and I might get some hate mail for that, but I'm serious. No, I really
Lucia
did. Like,
right. The first time I wanted to die, and the second time I thought she was useful and quite a good character. But yeah, I think she just hated because she's quite gun-ho, like shooting people.
Yeah, Anna Lucia, though, she was kind of, well...
She now begins with J, anyway. Janna, is it? Yeah. We're meant to be talking about Locke still. So, Locke's going to... We don't know what he's going to do next season. He'll probably be trying to protect the island in a way, won't he? While trying to explore it.
I just think he's a great foil to Jack, for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody said if you lost Locke, it would be like losing Spock on Star Trek. You just can't.
Yeah, you think he's.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get rid of him.
He's a whole arm of Lost, isn't he? Because he's the only one who goes off with half the island's only really been perceived by him, hasn't it? The healing and etc. And the power of it. And no one else cares about such things. And I think they need him as a character who doesn't want to be rescued with enough strength. So, no. But then again, you know, there's a lot of them you can't lose. I think Saeed's in danger, though. Because he doesn't actually carry a lot of story about the island. Anyway.
But he's got the technical know-how, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he does. But he just doesn't. He's never carrying like a huge plot. Plot. Like the others seem to be. Claire. Well, Claire's got Aaron, but we don't care about Aaron unless he actually get back to Aaron.
They can't get rid of Claire though because of that. I don't think they would. I don't think viewers would like that. The fact that they
She's
left
just one
Aaron.
Of the normal people.
I
nice.
Would like it.
You're just jealous of them all, Kitty.
Oh,
I don't like Kate. Really. I don't like Claire. I don't like Alex.
I like Alex, and I like Sun, and I kind of like Juliet, but
But I mean, I don't think that. I think for the most part, I think that it would be.
It would just be
a tough sell.
Dramatic.
It would be, but it would be sort of like a one-shot deal, and plus. You know what I mean? That would be like this one thing, and then now you have this kid there that other people have to take care of. I think it would be create too weird. It'd be a weird situation if they killed her off.
Well, then maybe she'll actually get rescued, but not really rescued by good people. But at least she'll be gone.
Wow! Tell us how you really feel. Claire's. She doesn't really serve a purpose anymore except to be Aaron's mother.
And Jack's half-sister.
That's right.
Which is utterly pointless so far. Which isn't actually going to make anything of that.
I think something's going to happen where... Ben or somebody's going to have to tell Jack that she's his sister for some reason. Maybe it's going to be some kind of medical emergency or something like that. That's what I think.
Hopefully Jack dying instead of Claire. Because then when someone shoots Claire, then they can't save Jack. They have to kill Claire as well. So, yeah. John. Did you want John to shoot Jack or not? At the end.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I was going to kill him. Look, just because it'd be cool.
But it was so great, I think in that show, that so many other shows, you have somebody, like we have a main character where they're faced with a situation where, like, with Ben saying, okay, if you don't give me that phone and, you know, in a minute, I'm going to let them die. And it was so refreshing to see a character be like, go ahead, you know, no. Basically calling his bluff. So many times in so many shows, they never do that. The main character always gives in. And the same thing with the whole, that when he was basically telling John to shoot him. And, you know, I don't feel like you see enough of that on TV. And it was like, I was like, yeah, you know, shoot him.
Yeah,
you know,
but Jack's stubborn, got a problem. And that's the why, isn't it? It's a lot of his stubborn, just because he's so stubborn. But they should have called, I don't know if they were going to call his bluff him not in Portland. I don't think they were they? No. But yeah, be nice. So, calling bluffs, I don't know. Someone else speak. Oh, the whispers. Yeah.
Yes, I guess we can wrap it up now that we've mentioned Ben's crazy ego waffles.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna PM her and be like, "Oh,
everyone do it.
You're famous."
Yeah.
Or that, we all love you now. We got 20 people that listen to this podcast, so it'll be
20 people. Okay.
Hey,
how many will listen to this? It's so annoying. But no one ever says if they listen to it. We should put up a poll.
Yeah.
But then the amount of people who say no will be kind of disconcerting. Because, like, lots of people don't listen to the podcast. Because they think it's for experience and lonely. The Whispers. That's what we're going to talk about next, briefly. Yep, silence.
The Whispers. The Whispers. Net.
Yep.
Yep.
We're just getting to this.
Join for season two. We need
season two.
We need tailies.
Yeah, have some tailies
for season two.
We're about to have the season one finale, which should be fun. I think some people are going to die. That tends to be what happens in finales.
Oh, and don't we need some Dharma people for hatches and stuff?
Well, we got one hatch. We got one hatch person, right?
Got a hatch.
Or do we have two?
Two or three, actually. So, we don't need anybody but
tailies. Yeah, but you'll enjoy it. Well, there could always be another and be evil.
You have a good win.
A good win in the tailies, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
And then they would actually infiltrate the losses as well. That would be interesting. But we won't find out unless people join, so do so. Don't worry if the form looks confusing at first. It's really simple to use when you're actually playing.
And I heard some of the mods are really cool. There's one in particular I can think of.
Yes, he's like name.
He's a great... So, you guys are so mean.
Well, you shouldn't be so big-headed, should you?
Oh, I know, yeah, because that's me, Mr. Ego. I'm always...
No, we've mentioned Ego Waffles now.
Ego Waffles.
We've moved on from that.
Yeah, I know. You call me like Big Ben's crazy ego waffles.
Big Ben's in London.
How about ego pancakes? Sorry.
Kiki's off at the mention of cakes now. Cake.
I didn't say anything about cake.
No, you just laughed. I'm surprised.
Sorry, yes, join the Whispers.
Wait.
Yes.
I had to say this before I forget. Okay, everyone needs to chip in and buy me a puppy dog. Because
they stink,
the person who was supposed to buy me one isn't
Kirby.
Going to.
No, Barney.
Not
him. Is Barney?
Is that Barney? No, not him.
Could we not just send you Curb fan instead?
Well, Curb fan's in her closet, apparently. Curb fans in Kitty's closet. It's very surprising the Curb fan would be in a closet. I'm really shocked. Yeah. Totally shocked by that.
He came out of the closet. I'm surprised we got through this with the title of this podcast, Curb Fan Appreciation Society Official Meeting. Yay.
Wow.
Well. Is that it then?
Yep.
I would say so.
Someone actually have a decent point to make.
One thing I do have to say that I think this from this podcast probably should have a topic next time. just
well, we did. It was Jay.
I know. It was
apart from Jay. It was
Jay.
It
was great.
Jin and Jacob. So.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Jacob or Jin or anybody.
People could suggest.
Well, not anybody.
Yeah, so. People can suggest topics and fan questions to us still by PM or in the podcast thread. We want fan questions. We didn't get any this week, and Kitty cried. Well, I think of that poor image. It's all your fault. So we want questions and topics, suggestions. Oh, Kitty, when you're out of town next week?
Oh, yeah.
Do we need
a
guest?
Sunday.
Do we need a guest?
Skokub.
Is Skokub doing it that week?
I can. I'm all for it.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, then I guess are we wrapping it up here?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, and until next time, we should have a sign off.
Namaste.
I guess you can say, oh, that's so played out.
I know. That's just how it goes.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Whatever. No. All right, well, I will say goodbye.
We'll say goodbye. Bye. That's eventful for you, isn't it? Well, we have to go back. There you go. We'll say that.
There you go.
That's how Lost ended. If Lost ends that way, so can we.
All right. We have to go back. Goodbye.
We have to go back.
Guys, where are we?
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Let's look death in the face and say whatever, man.
This is all that is left. This ocean and this place here.
We're stuck in a bloody snow globe.
Help me.
We all answer to someone, you know?
And who might that be? His name is Jacob. His name is Jacob. Jacob. Jacob.
Most people, when they see a creature made of swirling black smoke, they run.
Just not looking at the big picture, Doc.
Still back to civilization.
Yeah? And where are you?
Me?
I'm in the wild.